Double pylorus, an uncommon complication of peptic ulcer disease. A case report. Double pylorus is a rare, acquired gastrointestinal condition that develops as a consequence of the formation of a fistulous tract between the gastric antrum and the duodenal bulb. This occurs in the setting of poor healing of a gastric or duodenal ulcer, often related to poor adherence to antisecretory and/or anti-ulcer therapy, the use of ulcerogenic medications, and the presence of underlying systemic diseases. Case report. A 65-year-old female patient with a history of type 2 diabetes mellitus and chronic use of nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, NSAIDs, for lumbar disc disease presented with epigastric pain, gastroesophageal reflux symptoms, and one episode of low volume, wine red hematemesis. Upper gastrointestinal endoscopy revealed a giant Forrer's 3 ulcer in the gastric antrum. Histological examination was consistent with multifocal active chronic gastritis due to Helicobacter pylori. Anti-ulcer and anti-secretory therapy, along with triple therapy for Helicobacter pylori, was prescribed, however, treatment adherence was poor. A follow-up endoscopy performed 12 weeks later demonstrated a gastroduodenal fistula consistent with double pylorus. Discussion. Acquired double pylorus is an uncommon complication observed in patients with a history of peptic ulcer disease, particularly in association with poor treatment adherence, systemic diseases, use of ulcerogenic drugs, and/or Helicobacter pylori infection. Conclusion. Peptic ulcer disease is a common gastrointestinal condition, frequently associated with Helicobacter pylori infection and/or NSAID use. In rare cases, it may be complicated by the formation of a gastroduodenal fistula, known as double pylorus, as a result of inadequate ulcer healing.